Joe's time, handball was a big game, a big sport here.
Yeah.
Like in Joe growing up, yeah. You know. But I came along in the 50s, and by the time I was 10, like, you know what I mean, you were always in the alley in the morning time after Mass. Okay. We'd get to go to the alley, so we would. And in the afternoon, the boys played.
And I was playing here in the 50s up to the 80s.
Okay.
But on a Sunday, all the good guys, everything going on was better than me. And you could wait 2 hours to get a game, you know. And even bets of sixpence, very heavy. Eddie Powell wouldn't be interested, or a shilling again. And it got very serious. A lot of arguments. And
it was. And another thing is this much. As young fellas, we were younger, we'd be outside, maybe playing at the pump. There was a pump out there. And the ball would come over, throw it back in. Because it was a little, you used to go through the knit and wear up there on the top. But the one good thing about it was, when the lads were finished, you might get a sixpence or a threepence to go to the shop for an ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, be good they did. Yes, I'll have to say that. Yes. And it was, that was, we used to look forward to that too, like, you know. And if probably on the Sunday we didn't get it, we mightn't peg it in the next Sunday, you know.
Now you'd want a 50 euro voucher for Tesco.
No, that was a little treat for us for throwing back in the ball.
Because whoever won the match and won money would have a few.
Have a few bob.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
There was also another dual purpose for the ball alley. When I was young, it wasn't heavy stuff now. At that time, coating cuppies. The ball, if they saw the girl, I see in the ball alley at 9:30. That was like winning the lotto. It was. it was an X-ray to run, no, it was nice.
Yeah, because you had the carnival here. See, we had a carnival at that time here at the back.
Just up there, yeah.
Up there. And all the top bands play here. That's what life was then.
It was, and pecking the cheek was the heavy stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. When we come from Mass, we knew that we'd get... Well, what did you get? There was no toasters that time.
No.
You just held a fork in front of the fire. It was a winter time. And it browned up and that was it. Bit of butter on it. Mug of tea into the ball alley. But then the older lads played in the evening time. In the afternoon. And we enjoyed watching them. And then when they were gone, we'd go back into the alley again. Mm. There was never a rows about who should be in it.
Yeah.
It was just recognised that you just turned up and played. I mean, if you were good enough, and get in to play in front of Joe's house, you were good enough to go anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So you were. And that's the way I looked at it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You could take tea with anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I will say this much. One of the best men I ever played in front of, that played behind me, was this man here.
Have you a plastic book in there till I get sick?